track 12 in our feature article, and here's Brian to introduce this week's feature article for you.
This week's feature item is from last week's Nature Diary in the Advertiser. It's written by Alice Henderson and is headed A Back Lane Bimble. I must admit that I had never come across the word bimble and had to look it up. It simply means to walk or travel at a leisurely pace. I think it's a lovely word. And here's Alice Henderson's bimble. Having grown up in the depths of the South Hams countryside, I have a great affinity for back lanes. Whilst some can be busy with traffic, others are quiet and provide a great place to wander, musing at the plants in the hedgerows and watching birds go about their daily lives. One such back lane for which I have a certain fondness is Mill Lane in Frogmore. Bimbling here brings back memories of walking with Dad to see the snowdrops at the top of the hill and enjoying the wildlife and scenery along the way. On a recent grey and somewhat gloomy day, I set off along the lane, stopping to peer into the stream which was whooshing in the leet beside the road. Sometimes, if you look carefully, you can spot eels swimming here, but today, with recent rain having stirred up the sediment, the water was slightly opaque. As I walked along the road, I delightedly splashed in puddles, which in some places were as much of a stream as the watercourse that flowed alongside. As I approached the gateway to the village's amenity field, I started to hear lots of different birds, with the metallic trill of long-tailed tits and the tinkling song of goldfinches emanating from the treetops. I spotted blackbirds and redwings feasting on berries, and having seen them demolishing ivy berries in December, they now appeared to be working their way through the haws that have been so abundant this season. As I watched them, I wondered if they have an order of preference, noting that the holly berries nearby looked untouched. A high-pitched seep, seep call alerted me to the presence of a goldcrest and firecrest. I watched as they picked their way through the tangle of branches above my head. These birds, the smallest in the UK, seem to be everywhere this winter, along with an abundance of chiffchaffs. I recently heard that the chiffchaffs, which spend the summer here, may no longer be migrating away for the winter, and with more northern birds coming to join them, their numbers have been boosted. Although I don't know if this is true, I did recently see 19 chiffchaffs all in one go. So I wonder if the same can be said about firecrests, which keep popping up everywhere I look, including at home in my landlady's rosebush. Like many other birds, wood pigeons migrate to spend the winter in our milder climes. Looking around, I seemed to be surrounded by what I like to call pigeon trees, with each adorned by 24 or more pigeons among the branches. In the skies above, I observed a big flock of pigeons swirling around in their own interpretation of a starling murmuration. As they settled on some power lines, for some reason I decided to count them. 290 in total. I think I'll stick to estimating next time. I sloshed through the amenity field and up to the wild wooded part, but found my exit was blocked by a locked gate, so I returned through the marshy field where a robin had taken up residence and was singing its heart out. The wood pigeons were airborne again and looked even greater in numbers as they whirled up from a set-aside field. I walked a bit further up Mill Lane to the little hamlet of Mill Farm, where on the bank a small glimmer of brightness shone through the gloom in the form of an iris flower, which did much to raise my spirits. On my return to the village, I walked under a tree and unintentionally spooked a gang of birds that chattered their disapproval as they flew away. I could see that the birds were large thrushes, and their call made me inclined to say they were field fares. However, thanks to the dark skies gracing the day, I could see only their silhouettes. A sycamore was also silhouetted against the sky. Hanging from its branches were bundles of unfallen seeds, no doubt a result of the abundant mast year we've just had. I realised that it's not just the oaks, beeches and berry-forming bushes that put all their energy into seed production like this. Returning to my car, I decided to drive up to the top of Mill Lane to see the snowdrops that Dad loves so much. I wasn't sure if they'd be out yet, since they're in quite a shaded spot. However, I was in luck, as there were already some in bloom, and others were just starting to poke their heads out from beneath the ivy, their currently upright flowers cradled by slender bracts. Alice Henderson finishes her piece by saying, "I think there'll probably be a great display by the end of January." Well, we're now, of course, into the first week of February, and I guess that those Mill Lane snowdrops are probably at their best, despite the endless rain.